This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. The U.S. ambassador in Baghdad is stepping up pressure on the Iraqi government to crack down on Kurdish rebels in northern Iraq. Ambassador Ryan Crocker said Iraq should disrupt supply lines and develop a lookout list of senior leaders in the Kurdish guerrilla group called the PKK. The group has been using the mountainous region of northern Iraq to wage attacks against Turkey. Turkey has said it will respond with military action unless Iraq and Western allies intervene. A high-ranking Iraqi government delegation is in Turkey's capital city, Ankara, today to find a diplomatic solution to the standoff. More than 20 fires continue to rage across Southern California today. Although firefighters have been able to get control of most of them, and recovery efforts are underway in some places. As teams make their way through burned-out houses, the death toll rises. 4 burned bodies were found yesterday, bringing the number of dead to at least 12. More than 60 people have been injured. Yesterday, President Bush toured the devastated areas with California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Bush visited with firefighters and families who lost their homes, and he promised support.
It's very important for those who are wondering about their future to know there's a lot of good citizens all across America who are praying for your future, and I really want to stand with you.
Roughly 1 million people have been displaced by the fires, but most are expected to be able to go home this weekend if their homes were not destroyed. At least 2,000 houses and other structures have been burned down in the flames. And the cover of the New York Magazine this week poses a most vexing question. Is Kate Beckinsale too hot to play Judy Miller? Well, who's to say? But clearly, this is on the minds of some Hollywood watchers who are doling out their 2 cents about a new movie about embattled former New York Times reporter Judith Miller. It's all about the scandal surrounding the outing of former CIA agent Valerie Plame and the Scooter Libby trial. If you recall, the now 59-year-old Miller spent 85 days in jail for refusing to reveal a source. In the upcoming movie, a 34-year-old Kate Beckinsale will go to jail for 18 months. The film is called Nothing But Truth, and filming is happening this week in Memphis, Tennessee. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Robert. Your thoughts?
Yeah, so when they do BPP, the movie, I'm thinking Halle Berry for me. What do you like?
I'm Angelina Jolie.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Do we just get to pick who we want to play us in the movie?
I guess so. I mean, makeup these days in Hollywood, they can do anything, even an ethical makeover.
Very nice. Robert Smith and Rachel Martin, thanks a lot.
You bet.